Home before home.
Tender light dissolves into pebbles. Edges soften to silver gray. There is a time of day at the southern end of Europe when I attune to the biography of waves. Here I indulge in the sound of feathery steps, faraway shouts, hearsay. Here I fade as the sudden gusts pierce my back and the tide withdraws. Is this my voice at the end of knowing? At the line where vessels split in the bordering sea, a polyphonous sea, in a frequency so low that the wind and the cicadas, the pebbles and the fish, the sand, all vibrate through me. Walls hissing under the rising sun over ancient Herat.
Under the rising sun, our ancient Herat, a girl was born instead of a boy, a mother hallowed, a girl cast to shame, held in her sister's arms, a second mother. She was named Butterfly, born in a country smoldered by war, with the school gates closed, as east and west spun barbed wire. But eight of them scrambled to cross an entry called invasion, be a land of children longing for the squid of chalk, land of volcanic movements, a borderland of people displaced.
A border, land of people displaced. Is that history's blueprint? The loss of home, of language. Before you only rubble, matter for matter, in studious violence. Draw your gaze closer like an architect erasing lines on a draft, razor blade on miler. Listen to the language of things, the skirting boards conjoining, halting withdrawals into cracks. Behind planes, an echo, language before language, home before home.
Home before home. Glossy banners claim, but before home, depth alone. While emptied words lay bare, speculation moves the ground, demolition shifts the dust, extraction takes the earth. Property unsettles us, breaking down our sense of worth. From rent to rent, I go around, as movement makes new ground. The ground with no land, with many feet that stand together, above and beneath, trying to breathe.
Trying to breathe in the midday heat, I summon the trees to sustain me. Pomegranate, lemon, fig, domestic flora persuades the swelling sea, turning border into kin. Giggling nymphs spell lines in foam. Come join us, we will never send you home. At night, Europe joins the Middle East under the darkening blue patch. There is no horizon for those trying to cross. Stars dissolve quietly like drowned pebbles. Nymphs fade from the ouzo labels. Flecked light snicks the tabletop.
Flecked light snicks the tabletop, trimmed back fat, discarded knife, stone flags rich with the dirt of life, and ancient creatures laid into lime. Meat sizzles at the gas, and by the time Death Watch Beetle takes possession of his woody seam, and fly measures the room in the thick waning light, I have eaten it, fresh tomatoes, fried morels, Van Rouge. Later, I fade on her bed in the sag of old pink chintz. Listen, hearsay softs the roomy recesses. Creaking springs, new window wide, naked legs soured with vein, fattened with age. Oak beam pins 500-year borrowed stone in structural embrace. What will it hold when my tenancy ends?
What will hold when my tenancy ends? How light falls in September on a white IKEA desk, white lever lamp, white swivel chair, white chest of drawers. I watch cool wooden floorboards, flies pressurize the window pane, sweet stink of neighbor's engine idling outside, blue tack grease on eggshell walls, footsteps on the ceiling, one fizzing plug socket, the bulb switches on, then off, and someone will sleep, I'm sure, in that double bed. And wake to plastic desk, plastic lamp, plastic chair, plastic drawers. And the flat will forget my housemate's laughter, or the way your jasmine perfume hung in the air, long after we had both left the room.
Long after we had both left the room and washed the walls and scrubbed the floors, nothing remained to make this home. No pesky grease or smudge to speak of life, no dented corners or viney cracks, no paintings or photos to unhang, no dusty thotskis, no paper piles, all white, high gloss and flat. Down in the street against the throbbing crowd, amid the market blast, pushing a milk crate stuffed, we drift, reluctantly. Move on, you say, the only home to ever know will be the one to carry. Consult, we thread the new with the old.
We thread the new with the old, from that book written by men, for men, about men, a quote shiny and slippery as a fish. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. It squirmed in their hands while they buried it. It burst into a deep void, black hole in the sand, a vacant eye socket staring at the sky. And my father hears their faraway shout turn whisper as he milks a cow half a world away. His mother pours this milk into glass bottles without knowing that it contains the interior of a bomb, beginning its slow explosion within him as tender light dissolves into pebbles.